Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boy, the boys were giving me a hard time for missing this big Jared from Subway story, and I'm just diving into it right now. We're going to have to get to that in the body of the show. Mm. That is some serious, nasty, nasty stuff. Man, this meat lover sub doesn't taste as good as I thought it was going to taste.
Yeah. Man.
What do you think? Well, no, we'll talk about it in the body of the show. We have to do the mailbag, but I do want to talk about what that, when you spend that kind of money, you put that investment into a brand and a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's got to affect things. We'll talk about it. It's just fascinating. Yeah. It's really, I'm just learning it right now because Oscar was criticizing where I get my news. I get my news from everywhere, pal. Uh-huh. I get my news from everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I was the first one to read the New York Times article. Thank you very much. Okay?
Yes. The first person to read the New York Times, period.
Forever.
Ever.
In the history of the New York Times.
Yeah, there was one that came out and they sent it to Mike. He said, this is great.
I read
this has all the news that's fit to print.
Do you know where most of my great, great stuff comes from? Listeners, send me a link right away.
Yep.
And they said, Terry Francona is going to John Farrell, the manager of the Red Sox, first chemo session with him because the Cleveland Indians are in town playing the Red Sox. They're going to, they went, I think, by now, to the first chemo session that he had to treat his cancer. Mm. Hey, great story. Never would have gotten it without, I think her name was Christine, and she sent that to me, and I appreciate that. I get that every day. I get lots of links. Sometimes the links can be almost overwhelming. I get more links than anything else, and that's really where I get a lot of the stuff that comes my way. But that was very, very cool. But this one, oh, my God, Jared.
Send Mike more current news, please.
Stop it. Now, don't do it. If you do that to me, swear to God, I'll kill you.
You open the door.
Christine Fasano Burke. Who sent that to me, and that was very, very nice. And I do get my current news.
Jesus.
That's the same rap that I've gotten when people give me crap. Oh,
hey,
my God.
Look at this, Mike. Victory
that's
in
so
the
damaging.
Pacific.
Ooh. All right. Okay. All right. All right.
This war will be over before you know it.
All right. Let's do this. How about do the days that I come in with a late news story equal the amount of days that Rob wears the same T-shirt?
Well, you know what? You want to talk fashion, Forrest? I want to ask you about that shirt. Is life really like a box of chocolates?
My XL shirt, Rob? Yes, it is.
It's just like when did it unbutton?
Yeah, I love this.
Did the button pop? Much, yeah. I thought you were going to do that top button.
No, I'm keeping it like this.
It's good to breathe.
Ooh, all right.
But it's not about us, Mike.
I know. It's about you, bastard. Yeah. You guys. I hate you guys. I love you
one
guys.
Time,
I hate you guys. I love you guys.
One time.
No,
one time.
It's all about you. Nice. We're back.
We have a new youngest listener.
Welcome to my world.
Cameron Jeter Audie Sanders.
Four-name person.
Now, I have a question, Rob. You're not the sports guy. I am. There is a name in there.
Yes, I know.
And if it's, I'm afraid I'm not going to have to be able to read the rest of the birthday greeting. Is there a chance that this individual was named after the Yankee shortstop?
It was very vague. I like to think of the child named after war hero Audie Murphy.
Now, do you think that's possible that anyone would take war hero from 1941?
No. Mm-mm.
Definitely
Cameron Jeter Audie Sanders. And Audie Murphy is the only Audie that I'm aware of, though. That's the only Audie
Oscar
that I know.
Drives one.
Man.
Mm-hmm. An Audi. That's right.
Audie.
Well, anyway, even if you named your kid after a Yankee, he was born on August 4th, weighing in at 7 pounds, 2 ounces. Mommy and baby are doing well. And welcome to the world, Eleanor Westfall Parsley, my nephew's new baby daughter.
Hey!
Over 9 pounds, 7 ounces, ladies
Yikes.
And gentlemen.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Have the NFL sent a scout yet? That's a
Mama
big
and baby are doing well. Congratulations to Mike and lovely, lovely Sarah and their beautiful baby. I cannot wait in September to meet the little baby girl. We are just thick with kids up here. It's crawling with them. It's fertile soil up here in
nice.
Maine, ladies and gentlemen.
You be very careful.
Yeah, just not a lot of you know, men that look like they ought to be on a walker chasing a 2-year-old around. That's the only thing here. Kathy Goodwin is now 59 years young and got the bonus show and the audiobook for her birthday. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus.
Her quote. I don't know.
That was her quote?
That was her quote. I think she likes that Oscar says
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Apparently, sweet baby Jesus, apparently. I don't know why that made me do that. Raylan Owens turns one next week, and even though he may be small, he prefers to be called fun-sized. Aw, that's sweet. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go, oh, God, Dan Town. The controversial Mike O'Mara Show listener, Dan Town, who I think I've long since unfriended, but I'm not sure.
Did you block him?
Yeah, I may have blocked him.
I believe I did, too.
He's 38. Happy birthday, Dan. And even though we unfriended you and blocked you, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Mary Hansen of Dallas, Texas turned 11 yesterday, and she just started middle school. Good luck in sixth grade, Mary.
Mary?
I'll lasso the moon for you, Mary. Yeah. James Powell turned 9 last week, and his dad loves him very much. That's simple and sweet. Ben Neff. I used to work with a Neff.
Really?
Lori Neff, yes.
Oh, I remember her.
Turned 40 last week and has been a big fan since the WAVA days back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Happy birthday, Ben. Super fan Phil Stamper. Oh, it's a lot of regular listeners that are celebrating birthdays. Inside sources tell us he's 45. Happy birthday, Philip. Keep up the great content online. We read a lot of it.
Now, did you get the additional birthday that I emailed you late last evening?
Oh, I did, but you know what? I didn't print it out. Oh, my God.
Can you read it direct from your computer?
I can read it direct from my computer because this is special. Let me tell you something. I'm not an easy guy to be friends with. Everybody knows that. I'm not an easy guy to work with. I understand all this stuff. I'm really, really not. But this person happens to be a pal, and we want to send out a birthday greeting to my good friend and someone who visited me up here in the Pine Tree State from Vermont, from Indiana, Colonel Michael Colburn, 51 this coming Friday. Colonel and his lovely wife, Nancy, enjoyed a wonderful summer in Vermont, and part of that summer was spent on the porch up here in Hancock, Maine, and I'm very, very grateful to them for everything they do, and I hope you are doing great out there at Butler University in Indiana, getting those bands in shape, Colonel. Way to go. He's now retired from the Marine Corps. He was the commandant, not the commandant, he was the colonel who ran the President's Own, the Marine band.
Oh, he was great. He's your only personal friend, Mike, that ever appeared on the Letterman Show as a guest.
This is true. Personal friend of mine, and really just a great time with them, and I'd
great
love to
couple.
Make it a year. And Colonel, I you know how awkward I am socially, so let me use this opportunity to say to you that you have an invite for, I know that if I say it's an open invitation, that will not resonate with you, but I will tell you, I am personally on the air in front of all of my listeners inviting you back up here next year. And Carla said to me, well, we'll have to travel to where they are as well. I said, I know that's what, but we have the 2-year-old, soon to be 3-year-old. He will still be 2 next year in July. I am inviting you to come up to Maine with the entire gang, hopefully, next summer.
Absolutely.
And when we create the greatest pyrotechnic display in the history of Maine.
The first time ever that a mortar has been fired from a French horn. That will happen.
And by the way, Colonel, when you'll say, well, if all the guys are coming up, the house is going to be full. No, I am more than willing to take not only show cast members, but certainly interns, and put them down on the beach in a tent in order to accommodate you. So you and Nancy and your kids are invited to come up to Maine next year as well. So happy birthday to you, Colonel
Colbert. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Moving along with the mailbag here, dear TMOS, I am writing to wish my dad, Jim Plott, a happy 55th birthday. He has been a faithful listener since the radio days, and he is the one that got me hooked on your show. Well, I certainly hope all the Plots are listening to the show.
But you know what's sad, Mike? As he gets older and gains weight, the plot thickens.
Pretty good.
Bad pun.
He is retired from the Air Force after a career of 28 years and is about to start a new career as a teacher. Recently, I was visiting my parents, and in a most appalling occurrence, my mother called my dad an effing a-hole. Oh, my. Wow. I have never heard such language from my mother. This letter just took a wonderful turn.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I have never heard such language from my mother. She claims that she learned it from me. It would really be great if Mike could help me reassure my pop that he is not an effing a-hole. Oh. That's a great letter. Boy, well, you really threw your mom under the bus.
Yeah.
Warmest regards, James Robert Plott the Fifth.
How about that?
Wow. P.S. My mom is Korean. Koreans are scary. Oh. My God, does he throw mom under the bus there. Well, good letter. Thank you very much. Moving right along, the letter says, kind sirs, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for the fine work on the audiobook. I downloaded it just before my 1,400-mile drive from Rochester to Cocoa Beach with my two daughters, 5 years and 11 weeks old. Yes, I drove nearly 3,000 miles with an 11-week-old. I wasn't sure what to expect. However, they were terrific, and the book was even better. They made the miles fly by. A lot of people have said that to
us.
A side note of thanks to Mr. Tomo for his White Noise app. When all else failed and my littlest one required a snack that only mommy could give, the vacuum sound calmed her until I could find a place to stop. The show is better than ever, and I hope you all know how much ass you're kicking. Finally, my good buddy Nate has had a rough couple of months, and I was hoping that Oscar might be able to cheer him up by talking up his favorite record, Dancing Queen by ABBA. This is your pal, Kerry Hoffman from Rochester, who wants you to talk up
for
ABBA
Nate.
For Nate.
Nate.
Absolutely. Take it away.
How many seconds? 19 seconds, and the jingle is KLOU.
1580 KLOU, Lake Charles.
Nate, it's Gingy on the radio. Remember, my friend, when you lose that gumdrop button, it's not over. There are more gumdrops out there. You gotta keep it tight, wrap it up, and work hard, my friend. I love you, Nate. Keep on trucking.
All right. Yeah. That's very, very nice. We didn't expect we'd get a double hit with the Gingerbread Man, did
Gingy.
We?
Well, I like when he does characters.
Gingerbread Man. That's very
good.
Nice. Very clever. Hi, fellas. My name is Andy Dyer, and I just wanted to wish my brother Bob Dyer a happy belated birthday, August 16th. He is a huge football fan, and I'm sure he would love to hear his favorite PA announcer introduce his favorite football player. Love the show, and don't get happy. S-A-D. And that comes to us from Andy Dyer. And without further ado, let's get right to it and take it away. The greatest announcer in the history of PA announcers.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Can I hear
did
that?
Did you
that
guys
again?
Get that down here? Did that come through?
I need to hear that one more time.
Yeah, and you know what?
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Okay.
It would have been so easy to not include that letter. I just want you to know.
Mike.
Rob, how many years ago was that you did that?
That was...
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
It's timely. It's the season's starting.
Yes, it is very timely.
Rob, how do you like my shirt?
It's beautiful, Mike.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Sorry.
How do you like my finger?
Oh, thank you.
At defensive tackle, number 95.
That's a request.
Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Rob just gave me a request for one more time.
Presto request.
I love it.
Anyway, Rob puts the mailbag together, by the way, for those of you that want to know behind the scenes. That's Rob throwing himself on the grenade for the show. He hates it. He truly does. He truly hates that,
with
but he put
passion.
It in the mailbag
because
he cares about you, the listener, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way that goes.
Moving
right
along.
Makes my
mouth taste like copper.
Hi, gang. I have been a listener for 20 years. I bought the audiobook this week. That's great. I love people continuing to do that. It's freaking great. Thank you for all your hard work on it. Side note, I leave my douchebag 40s on August 31st. Could the gang give me the traditional birthday song for birthday number 50, please? I live in Reno, and I saw you both times and got to the meet and greet in 2014. Thanks for always keeping it tight, Dale Collins. So for Dale, here's your traditional birthday song.
Happy
Dan Wilkinson.
Dale.
Dale.
Is it Dale?
At defensive tackle, number 95. Dan Wilkinson!
Damn. Thank you.
Our next letter. Guys, my daughter officially entered those wonderful teenage years on Saturday. You know those years where nothing that dad likes is cool? Yeah, I've been there. She pretends to not listen to the show when she's in the car with me. However, she always giggles and smiles when Oscar laughs. And gets freaked out when Salad Fingers makes an appearance. Could Salad Fingers wish my daughter Reagan... Oh, my God, she's got the that name.
Happy birthday,
that scary movie. Reagan Silver, a happy, what is this, 13th birthday. Now, let me ask you this about the Salad Fingers. Is it still contemporary? Salad Fingers still...
it's old. I mean, it dates back 6 or 7 years.
Yeah,
so
but
it
it's still hot.
It's what we call, Mike, a hot recurrent.
Yeah. All right, so this is going out to Reagan Silver. Here we go. Oops. Let me turn the mic up a little bit.
Hello. Reagan Silver. You're 13. Isn't that funny, Reagan? Happy birthday. Do you have any rusty
Thank you, Reagan. Happy birthday. Yeah. Hello, Rob, Mike, Oscar, and the rest of the gang. I want to start out by saying thank you again and again for the laughs you bring to our home each and every day. Our motto around here is a day without the Mike O'Mara show is like a day without sunshine. Well, that's sweet.
That
I love that.
Too cool.
The purpose of my letter, however, is to ask you fine fellows to wish my sweet husband, Tom Engel. I remember him. A very happy 49th birthday. It would be much appreciated. Perhaps you remember him from your Reno show. Of course, I just told you that. I'm Tom Engel. Feel free to give him a hard time for nearing the top of the hill, so to speak. The top of the hill. That's right. 50 is the top. I'm 6 years down the bottom. Yay. I'm already there. He is my younger man. That's wonderful. Cheers and good wishes to you all today and always. Lori Taylor Engel. Tom, I'm not going to give you a hard time. I'm going to tell you got a hell of a wife there.
Yes.
That is that's my favorite letter of the day. And you better hold on to that one, pal.
Didn't he win the trivia contest?
He did.
Tom Engel. I'm Tom Engel.
Number five, podcast guys. I celebrated the second year of my douchebag 30s on July 31st. But that's merely a footnote to why I'm actually writing. The week before my birthday, I was in Chicago for a wedding and somehow stumbled into the good and successful Trump International Hotel for a celebratory cocktail. Of course, I spent the duration of my visit doing my best version of Mike doing Trump, much to the delight of those around me. But the real treat came when my sea wife tried to order a glass of Chardonnay. Not surprisingly, one of the two offerings was a Trump variety, but when we managed to flag our Russian mail-order waitress and inform her of our intentions, she promptly declared without solicitation, "The Trump is not very good." If nothing else, I think we found his new campaign slogan, "Trump is not very good." Anyway, keep up the funny. Yours in Christ, John Wynn from Fairfax, Virginia. That's a great mailbag. Start the show, Rob Speedway.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Elise is great.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you want to break up with a girl like that.
Well, me and Elise have been going together for 2 years. I love her and all. I mean, she's great in bed. Just that... I'm a single, successful guy. And this is my last year in school. I mean, this could be the best year of my life. I just feel like I need my freedom now, you know? Okay, here's your preparation stuff. You got your sliced tomatoes, shredded lettuce, secret sauce.
What's the secret sauce?
Thousand Island dressing. What's the secret sauce of Bronco Burger?
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
Gotcha. May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please. Brad?
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
And that's when Dennis shows up.
Is there a problem here?
Dennis. And then, of course, he gets fired and has to go work at Captain Hook Seafood. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. So, Mr. Big Shot.
Yes.
You want to feed your mind? We all should feed our mind. We all should read more. We all should be aware of what's going on. But you don't have the time to sift through all the nonsense on the internet. If you want the premium content, but you don't want to waste your time finding it, all you need is Next Issue.
Right.
Next Issue is the mobile app that lets you tap directly into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your phone or tablet. Next Issue is amazing. And you can get your free trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. Next Issue has everything you need. Iconic magazines like People, Vogue, Esquire, Time. I read Esquire every single month. I love it. And you name it, they've got it. Next Issue satisfies any and every interest with Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic. You know I'm going to mention a magazine that you love because
right.
they're all here. Consumer Reports, so much more. What do you got, Oscar?
Like, a true pleasure. When I flew out to Los Angeles this past week, it was nice to walk by the newsstand and know that I wasn't going to spend $25 on magazines because I had Next Issue and I had all my magazines right there on my iPad.
Plus, Next Issue lets you dive deeper into the story with interactive content for an enhanced reading experience. Sign up for Next Issue right now, and you'll get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and exclusive photos and videos. It's amazing. I can read Golf Digest while I'm on the course, Bon Appetit while I cook, or Wine Enthusiast during cocktail hour, all on my phone, ladies and gentlemen. And the best part, Next Issue is offering a free trial right now when you go to nextissue.com/TMOS. Again, you can try Next Issue for free right now at nextissue.com/TMOS. Try it. You'll be hooked.
It's a
great
app.
Well, breaking news yesterday, last night. Let me just start with my excuse for not being completely up on this story today. I got a rare night of 9 hours of sleep last night. I blissfully, my head hit the pillow. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
8:30.
Oh, my God.
8:30. Carla says I was sleeping. We put the baby down. I lingered longer with a little TV. She went to have a phone call with her mama. And when she came back into the boudoir, I was all masked up, as I like to say.
Oh.
And
when
the
you
room
put on the
dark.
Mask, you've committed to going down.
That's it.
You're sleeping right there.
There is no going back when the mask is on.
I'm with you.
So jealous.
I put the phone downstairs. I turned it on silent. I locked myself in. And you have those nights. It's between Canada and the baby getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and here's the greatest part: the baby got up at 6:30 this morning. So
wow.
It was
sleeping in
one
for
of those,
the baby, right?
Yeah, I got it, but I automatically woke up at about 5. So I'm 8.5, 9.5 hours.
But that's
like
sad,
that.
Mike,
than
because
the national average.
If you went to bed at 8:30, that means you missed Fresh Off the Boat on ABC.
Fresh off the boat. No, what I did miss though was the breaking story about Jared and Subway, and apparently Jared has pleaded guilty because he's a creep. That's the
predicting the plea, and I believe it's already happened.
Child
right,
pornography charges, there was a big question that a lot of people had online: how could he plead guilty? What was he charged with initially? And this is some sort of plea agreement. Mike, you have the latest story in front of you. So do I. And just to backtrack a little bit, there was a Jared Fogle Foundation chair, the guy who ran the foundation for
Jared.
He got busted in May. Right. Early. He got busted in May,
That's when they did
the raid at Jared's house. And then rumors came out that he had allegedly had sex with a girl who was 16 off Craigslist. There were allegations of that that broke. So what's strange about this is that when we first came on the air and we started talking about it, we started rushing the judgment. Then we pushed the brakes because we were like, this is what we're talking about here. We don't have all the details. Now,
well, you pushed the brakes. I was ready to judge, judge, jury, and executioner. But you did say, hey, we got to wait. And you were right. And I agreed with you at the time. And now some of the stuff has come out. This is the latest update that says longtime Subway pitchman Gerald Fogle traveled to pay for sex acts with minors while he stayed in upscale hotels and received child pornography that he knew had been secretly produced by the former director of his charitable foundation.
Wow.
That's according to federal prosecutors. That's the allegation in a document released on Wednesday.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the charitable organization had to do with kids, right?
I don't know the details behind it.
I'm not sure. Let me see if...
It was like helping them eat healthy and get healthy.
I know his attorney, the attorney representing Fogle, Ron Elberger, has declined to speak on this.
Did you eat there when you were in California, Elberger?
No, not Elberger.
Elberger.
It's actually a Spanish place.
They're all dressed like lawyers. It's great. Federal prosecutors allege in documents that the married father of two traveled to pay for sex acts, including with minors, from 2007 until as recently as June, and that he repeatedly planned business trips to coincide with his sexual pursuits. Oh, boy. November 3rd, 2012, he allegedly paid, here's the one you had, a 17-year-old girl who he had found online to engage in sex acts while he was staying at the Plaza in New York City.
Wow. Wow.
And after the first meeting, then during these discussions, Fogle stated that he would accept a 16-year-old girl while stating that the younger the girl, the better, the document said.
Oh,
oh dear. So this just goes on and on. He's in a lot of trouble. He's part of
this
thing.
You think you're having a bad day.
Wow, that's tough. That's the question I have.
What a scumbag.
He's a scumbag, and ultimately this has to do tremendous damage to the brand that he represented. Oh. I mean, they put him on the map with his clever little Subway bit.
However,
that turned into a multi-billion dollar.
They
did
distance themselves awfully quick. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if they suspected this could happen.
Yeah, I don't think they ever suspect this could happen.
Or do you just think they were playing?
No, they wouldn't. No, you mean you think they're complicit?
No, I don't mean that. I'm saying that the second that this raid happened,
I think this happens
they erased
to everybody.
Everything.
You could be the nicest guy in the world if you're my spokesperson and you're implicated with a guy that ran your charity that's into child pornography. You're out.
Right.
Bottom line, that's just the way things work.
But I'm not saying they were complicit at all. I'm just saying that whenever this was first raised, when they did that raid and they cited
it was due diligence.
Yeah.
I think it was due diligence.
Well,
that's
here's something scummy right here. Listen to this.
They might not really be harmed by this. I don't know.
Celebrity Net Worth gives Jared Fogle his fortune at $15 million. I didn't know he made that much money.
Wow.
Yeah, and here's the thing that's scummy, Oscar. The company based in Milford, Connecticut, has declined to provide details on its financial arrangements with Fogle.
Yeah.
I think they should do
that. Oh, they should absolutely
get
do
it
that.
Out of there. Get it out of the way.
As a brand, does it affect them? Yeah. It would have killed them if this was 5 years ago and all they did was Jared. All they did was Jared.
Yep. They moved off of Jared a little bit.
It's all celebrity athletes now. It's everybody that is in the NFL, NBA eating sandwiches. If it was 5 years ago and it was just Jared, $5 mm-hmm. footlongs, that would have been a big problem.
They've already begun to distance themselves even before they even knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he really didn't. Let's be honest. He lost weight. There are millions of Americans that lose tons of weight. They do that.
And what then they gain it back.
He gained it back. He did gain it back as well. And you know, you've got to... What is that?
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to do the eyebrow towards Rob.
Yeah, with his neck.
Sorry. It's amazing how weight can fluctuate, but intellect stays the same. Isn't it? Ever-changing.
But other than that, that's all he did. And then I think, obviously... I mean, look, you can't... I'm not going to throw any blame at Subway for this.
No.
This was a successful marketing campaign. They turned Subway from a sandwich shop into a health destination, and it transformed their business, making them one of the most successful chains in the United States history. But at the same time, if you look at the origination of this situation, they made this guy into something very, very special.
Why do all these perverts look like perverts? Is it just
They have the picture here. I'm looking at a still picture of him holding up his oversized jeans.
Yes.
And he looks seriously. I wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes in a room with a guy.
I wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes in those jeans.
Yeah. So we're running late. So that's it. Good luck, Jared, you scumbag.
I don't think
rotten hell.
Rotten hell. Absolutely. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I'll talk about family time and an invite and the way my wife interpreted it and the way I interpreted it. Right here on the Mike O'Barry's Show.
Hi. This is a random physicist. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Brock's beeswax bag. Brock loves a lot of things. But what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to rob@mikeomerashow.com. Don't forget the two D's. Then every Wednesday, who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please help Rob with his bag.
Oh my God! That's
Throw some credit on that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listener Eric Quick. That's not actually Stephen Hawking. That's listener Eric Quick that made that for us. Thank you, Jay.
That's
Quick.
Hysterical. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Harry's. Shaved with it today. Love Harry's.
The best.
We love Harry's. You love Harry's. Get on the bandwagon if you haven't done this, and you're somebody that uses razors. Let me tell you, you got to do it right now. Forget reusing that old blade again, or a last minute panic rush to the drugstore. You can get rid of all of that mindset by switching to Harry's. Harry's takes the guesswork out of shaving because they send blades direct to your door based on how often you shave. And even better, Harry's is giving new customers an additional $5 off their first monthly subscription with the coupon code TMOS. The Harry's Shave Plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month. And deliveries are customized to your shaving routine so you never run out of blades. Harry's has such confidence in their German-engineered blades that there is a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And your first Shave Plan order includes a free handle. Boom, bam, boom.
Bam.
Start your Harry's monthly subscription. And never worry about buying blades again. Never. Oscar may just have finally arrived at the Good Timing Award. As a special offer for new customers, get your free razor and save $5 off your first subscription with the code TMOS at checkout. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS, and start shaving better today. Okay, so this speaks once again, and we're going to get to Rob in Georgia because I want to find out about his trip where he went down and made love to Katie Powers Von Herman,
yes.
Sacco and Vanzetti. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this, that this speaks once again to my level of paranoia. We're having don't go away anywhere, honey. I need you here. I know you're fresh out of the shower.
You know what's cool?
Oh, yeah.
The listeners might actually enjoy that look.
Wow.
This is this woman. Just come over here.
Yeah, come on over.
This is what this woman
Nobody's
looks like
watching.
when she gets out of the shower.
Yeah, let's do this.
What? Oh, you have makeup on? Oh, she is.
Oh, who doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, 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 behave yourself.
You better relax, pal.
So I invite some family over. My cousin Teddy is coming over. My sister Kathy's coming over. And when Kathy responds, I say, hey, we're having some people over. Just send it out to a few family members. And Kathy responds, I'll come. And it's like, you know, and so I interpreted that as, I'll come. Like it's some sort of, and then Carla points out to me that on the text message she sent me was an exclamation point at the end of
yeah,
the.
Yeah, she was excited. She's yeah. I'm in.
That's so Oscar agrees with you. So you're right. That's all. Your excuse. Anything you want to say?
Happy Tuesday.
Okay.
Right. It's actually Wednesday.
Well, you're not allowed.
There's the princess. There's the woman of leisure. There she is. Yeah. When your life is so trouble-free, you don't know what effing day it is.
Either that or she just doesn't care about us today.
Yeah. Life. How about that life I've made for you? Doesn't matter. It could be Saturday or Sunday, too, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Yes, the life I've given her. Yes,
it's Tuesday somewhere.
Look at me.
Have a great Tuesday.
But anyway, she's right. I went back and looked at the text, and I was going to give Kathy a hard time about it, and I looked at the text, and I said, she's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. I looked
or
at that.
Or is she, Mike?
Well, Rob, are you willing to make a counterpoint here?
Because
I like getting a little negative support.
Let me just throw this out. You have known Kathy your entire life because she is significantly older than you.
Yes.
And so she was around when you were
13 years older. No, she's 7 years older.
No. She's your big sister. Mm-hmm. And you might be able to read her better than Carla. And so maybe, you know, a lot of people, they're scared to go with their gut reaction. Sometimes the gut reaction is right.
This may be a time when the reason I bring it up is because I believe the opposite is true.
Okay.
I reacted with my paranoia and my insecurity and my inferiority complex up here with all of my family members. I reacted negatively.
Okay.
That's what I did. I swear to God, that's what I did.
Did you call her for a follow-up?
No.
What did you
Are you sure the text is from your sister and not someone
anything,
else?
I blew her off yesterday because she wanted to, get out on the water and continue her, her
lessons?
Sea trial lessons and all that. And I didn't have time to do it because I was busy with little guys.
You got soft hands, Kathy Parsley. You've been counting
money all your life. There you go.
It's not Tuesday.
She doesn't realize every time that she'd get off the boat at the end of the day, I would just be taking the boat out to the mooring and singing to her the whole way. Farewell on your journey. Fair Spanish ladies, farewell to you ladies of Spain.
So, when Kathy texts you, do you have to go through a Rolodex of Kathys?
You know that it's going to be your sister, right?
No, I know it says Kathy Parsley. So, that's what it says on there. And, and she's been busy because she's got a brand new grandchild. So, she's very, very excited about that. Eleanor. Baby Eleanor.
Is she up or is she down in Boston?
She's here. She's here now.
Nice.
And she will be coming over this evening, and I will be cooking on the grill.
Ah, what will you be cooking?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I'm trying to talk Mrs. O'Mara into letting me get the boneless chicken thighs, which are much higher in calories.
Are they calories?
They're higher in
Are they?
The kids love them, Mike.
Explains why they taste better.
Well, on the grill, you have your boneless breasts and your boneless thighs. Those are your two primary boneless products. And then you have your chicken tenders that can be boneless, too. But there's significant more caloric damage you do when you get the thighs.
Worth it, though.
It's the dark meat. It's the dark meat.
Absolutely.
It is
worth it,
Rob. It is worth it. Absolutely.
They leave the skin on?
Oh, no. You can't leave
then, you know what? They're fine. Eat them all day, like potato chips. They're fine. Just bring me a bowl of skinless potato thighs. Chicken
on
thighs.
The grill.
Potato thighs is not right.
Potato thighs.
Delicious.
Potato thighs.
They serve them at El Burger. They do.
On the grill, your boneless breast of chicken is just not all that great a product.
Well,
it really isn't.
Problem is that you walk such a fine line. It is such a lean cut of meat.
That's right. That's why it's healthy.
The very moment it's done, it's got to come off or it'll dry. Yeah. Actually, even if you pull it when it's done, it'll keep cooking and dry out off the heat. So
but
it requires some skill. The thigh is great.
Now, the Asian community, your Chinese restaurants have known this for a million years. They, the chicken dishes usually that are served in Chinese restaurants, they're usually thighs.
Exactly.
That's the thigh meat that you get in there, and it's fantastic. So the compromise might be we might go to boof. We might serve some boof, but that's a little more expensive.
What's
boof? But if we can,
beef.
Oh. Sorry. I thought it was some new cut of meat that I didn't hear about.
No, it's not. It
goes great with potato thighs.
Mm-hmm. Potato thighs and lovely chicken. I don't know. I'm probably not going to get my way. So I have been wanting on that grill to cook the thighs. And, I've got the back deck all prepared. Got my Amazon Chiminia fire pit with the grate on it.
Nice.
And I put that together with more evidence than ever that the Chinese are going to invade us.
Genius.
And by the way, and this time...
Say it right, Mike. Got to say it right.
What's that?
Chinese. That's the way Trump
Jerry
says
Todd.
It.
China.
China. Chinese.
China. No, the one thing I wanted to say about this is on this particular product, the made in China or Hecho de China.
Hecho.
Or made in China. It was right up on the top. It's got a little cover for the little chimney that sits at the top. And that's where the sticker was. Not like hidden on the bottom like they normally do. And I'm telling you that it is now the third or fourth item this summer that I have put together from China, and I believe that they are effing with us. I believe it's as clear to me as that. There are two reasons. The instructions are some of the most difficult instructions I've ever had to write. These are products that should probably be put together in 15 minutes. We're talking hours to put these things together.
The weird thing is the third item on the instruction manual is go out and protest your government.
That's true. Yes, because you don't know what the chemicals are coming out of the factory.
Right.
That's the way they do it. But I'm going to tell you this, that These particular instructions that I got at the very end, second time in a row I put something together from China where it's missing hardware, and it's like two washers or two bolts or two nuts, just enough to totally make you screw up the project. And I believe there's someone just sitting back there in the factory, and they're saying, "Oh, Mr. O'Mara, we will absolutely prohibit you from finishing product, putting together fire pit for family, cheap, inexpensive." And by the way, the prices are great on these things because they're made over there. We all know, and they just devalue their currency.
Oh,
so,
do you remember more chimeneas?
Do you remember?
Could have gotten 10.
Like 10 years ago when I think it was U.S. Air eliminated two olives on their dinners in first class, and by eliminating two olives, they saved like $10,000 a week.
No, I didn't realize that.
I mean, it was because they did it in such volume.
Volume, yeah.
Do you think by eliminating two screws and two washers, they, A, know that you can probably go to your hardware store and, you know, get it because it's easier than packing it up and returning it, and they're saving money on screws and washers.
Yeah, looking at managerial accounting.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. If there is any conspiracy theory that involves China, I'm game.
All right, you go on board?
Here.
Absolutely. I'm joining in. That's the way it goes. So. But it looks good now. I just have some, we have a local hardware store here, and I got the right washer and the right bolt and did it myself. Didn't
See?
Even have to
Mike,
involve
You fell right into their
Amazon.
Trap.
I'm crossing my fingers for potato thighs.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Potato thighs are going to be delicious.
Oh, and
very,
how will
very
you
nice.
Hide the air conditioner?
Oh, you know, it's very, my greatest fear, of course, is that while we're dining, the air conditioner falls out of the window, killing a family member. Don't want that to happen. We'll take a break and come back with Rob Spiewak's Savannah Odyssey when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show. Is that Amy Winehouse?
That is. That's called Tears Dry on Their Own. Great song from her Back to Black album.
Yeah. What a loss. That sucks. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Can you believe it's August already, Levy?
Yes.
Here are the things about August. It's either hotter than ever or it's hinting at the arrival of fall and cooler temperatures. We're not quite there yet. I think we're going to get there in a couple of weeks. Either way, Blinds.com is here to help. Cellular shades. I've got them down in Florida from Blinds.com. If you ever, they have you covered in both extremes. Cellular shades have an insulating property. It's a honeycomb core that keeps the outside temperatures outside. Whether it's hot or cold, it doesn't matter. I love these honeycomb shades I got. I got them from Blinds.com. I use Blinds.com's service guy, and he came out, and it was one of the greatest experiences I've had with somebody. Installed them. They're beautiful. They're lightweight, and they're great. They keep the room dark for sleeping. They keep the room cool with the hot temperatures, and they will keep the room warm when it's cold as well. But in Florida, I'm not going to worry about that. But hey! Blinds.com has it all, including free color samples, free shipping, and prices that crush in-store prices. Super affordable and easy to install. I could have done it, but I was a wimp, but I did it with my plantation shutters from Blinds.com.
Yes,
go to Blinds.com today and start enjoying your home and patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com, as seen in my home and hopefully soon in your home. So we all enjoyed our little odysseys all around the country. We covered North America quite nicely.
Oh,
we had
yes.
yours truly up in the Great White North. We had Oscar Santana out in Cali. And then we had Rob Spiewak, who went down south.
Yeah, yes, and if you really want to enjoy Savannah, go in August, Mike, because when it is 98 degrees with full sunshine and the air is still, and all the people and what they call it down there is Slovannah. All the people in
Slovannah.
They'll say, you know, it's really not as hot as it could be.
Welcome to Slovannah, boy.
Yes, sirree. Hope you're enjoying your time in Slovana.
But it was certainly hot, and Katie and Dan were kind enough to invite the family down, and it's about a 9 or 10 hour drive.
Yes.
And we've done it before. That was actually our halfway stop when we drove down to your place in Florida.
Usually is. Savannah, there are times of the year, if you're going to go to Savannah, you got to be really aware of the fact that the snowbirds use that as their halfway mark. So your months of October, November, and December, you got to be very aware of that because Savannah fills up very quickly.
But we had never been, and we did some research. We said, you know what? This would be a really nice place to go down for a few days.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful town.
I love
town.
The city. It's fantastic
it's great.
Town.
It's very friendly, beautiful to look at. It has almost like a New Orleans feel. But some of the neighborhoods almost look like Georgetown.
Nice.
And it all goes back to, Civil War days, very historical. And, of course, ever since the Civil War, Mike, they got no problem with you walking around with an open container, which is also very, very nice.
I forgot that it's a great party town. One of the, here's a little known fact. Well, maybe not a little known fact. A lot of partiers know this. But Savannah, Georgia, next to New York City, probably the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebration, and certainly the biggest in the South.
We found that out. We found that out. As a matter of fact, one of three walk-up McDonald's exists in Savannah, and McDonald's awarded those based on the size of the St. Patrick's Parade. I learned that
Now, when you say a walk-up McDonald's, what does that mean?
It means that it looks like a drive-thru, but the window's just on the sidewalk. So you just walk up, order, pay, and go. You don't even have to go.
Did you participate in
that? I did not. There are too many good restaurants in Savannah to go to a McDonald's.
Great food down there. Got a great waterfront. Really, really cool.
We actually, one place you had to wait, it was a 75-minute wait to get in, Mike, but I do recommend it. If you ever make your way down there, go to Mrs. Wilkes' boarding house.
That sounds so southern.
Fun.
Here at Mrs. Wilkes' boarding house, we have not thrown away our Confederate flags.
There's a lot of that down there.
A lot of pralines down there.
Yes,
right?
But at Mrs. Wilkes' boarding house, they're only open from 11 to 2 every day.
So it's a lunch destination.
It is a
correct?
Lunch destination. It's a flat fee, cash only, $20. And yes. We had to wait 75 minutes to get in because we only got there at 10:30.
Did you find any time whatsoever to sit and enjoy the company of one Paula Deen, who makes Savannah her
home? I asked a lot of the locals about Ms. Deen, and of course she owns Hi Y'all. I believe the name of her restaurant is Hey Y'all, Lady and Sons.
Is that the name of it? Yeah. Is that really the name of her restaurant?
Yeah. I asked some locals about it, and they said, good luck getting through the fried tomatoes. It's all grease and butter. They don't like her, and we drove by her restaurant at about 9:15 on a Friday night. It was empty.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah, and also I didn't realize, but at Paula Deen's Hey Y'all, mother and two daughters or sons, they serve by buffet.
Oh, it's buffet style.
Ooh, classy. Yeah, classy.
But see, it always has been, though, I think.
But
it's
when you drive by and you see an empty steam table, you really want to stop in.
Yeah,
so it's that's not the place we went.
What's it look like from the outside? Is it a freestanding building?
Almost nothing appears freestanding in downtown Savannah because it's such an old city. But
so Paula Deen's place is downtown.
It is downtown, and we had no interest in going. We did eat. But the thing is that Mrs. Wilkes, you get there, and they seat you, and they're probably three main courses and 15 side dishes, and you're seated at a table of 10 with people you don't know.
The nice thing about Paula Deen's restaurant is they have two buffet tables, one for one for certain members of the community, and the other one for other members of the community.
In order to serve you in a more efficient way, we have classified our clients.
I'm sorry. Go on to the right side. Yep, that's your buffet.
That's
thank
where we saved you a seat, sir.
Thank you
we
so much.
We saved you a seat right here.
Yes. Yeah, so, please be a dear. Do not come over on the left side of the restaurant. Thank you very much.
So we're seated at this family table, and it was great. The food was fantastic. But the funniest thing is that a guy, important guy, fat guy, gets a call on his cell phone, and he picks it up as he's eating fried chicken and, cornbread and all these great Southern comfort foods. He picks up his call, and he says, I can't talk now. I'm in a meeting.
Nice.
I've done that.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
I've done that when
him.
I've simply been dining. I have done that. I've done that because, it's food time. Come
Meanwhile,
on
they say, would you like another meatloaf? And they bring you a meatloaf. They just
a
set
loaf
it on
of
the
meat?
Yeah, it's the most food I've ever seen. It was great. But that was not the highlight of our tour. Because
I can't hear you say something like that and look at Santana in the background. I can't do that.
The idea of you, so they brought you two meatloaves?
Oh, no.
You had
two,
you
no,
had two
it wasn't
meatloaves?
Me.
The family
Keep
did?
In mind, there was 10 people at the table.
The kids loved it.
Yeah. You know what the kids don't love?
What?
You. So we get out of there, and Katie had said, you know, you want to tour the city. And I said, of course. And we actually did, like, the daylight trolley tour where they take all the squares
cool.
and stuff.
That's cool.
And they tell you about the history of the city. Yeah, it's an open-air trolley, so it was okay.
Was that after you had the meatloaf?
I believe it was. Oh, and you know what else we did? We walked all around Bonaventure Cemetery from midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
And that is, you know, incidentally.
What
just
an amazing
sight. Adding to my Queenie reputation, one of my favorite books of all time, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. I love the book. The movie was okay with Kevin Spacey, but I love the book. And really, that's to me, that book to me really did it for Savannah, because you think of all that mysticism and voodoo and multicultural activity.
There's
there.
The Spanish moss hanging, and it's just the air is still.
Great
all
place.
The locations we saw from that movie, it was very, very neat.
What was the daily high temperature when you were there? Was in the mid-90s every day?
Mid-90, 95, 96. The last day it was okay. When we went to the baseball game, we had a very pleasant night. We went and saw the Sand Gnats, who are a single
That's
A team.
I used to say it was the no-see-ems, but it is the Sand Gnats.
The
so
Sand Gnats,
bugs,
but it's the same bug. They just two names for the same bug.
So that is how bad. And incidentally, when I was thinking about where I was going to get a second place,
right.
Ended up moving down to Florida. But the fact is, Savannah was on my radar, and I walked around, and those Sand Gnats were, first of all, you can't see them.
That's why they call them no-see-ems.
They're no-see-ems, and the Sand Gnats, and that's how prevalent they are down there. They name the baseball team after the bug.
Wow.
That is one of the worst things about Savannah. They took a negative about their town and turned it into a positive by giving the minor league baseball team. I didn't know you went to a Sand Gnats game.
Yeah,
that's
it was
pretty
fantastic.
Cool.
I was recognized by a listener at the ballpark. Yeah, so I want to say hi to
the Sand Gnats game.
Brad and Liz, who I had a really nice visit with, and the weird thing is not just being recognized 600 miles away from home, but in a ballpark.
That's cool.
So it was really nice, and they're a great, great couple, so hey to them. But the highlight of our night, of our tour, our whole visit, Katie's parents had been down the week before, and Katie's mom did not want to do what they call a ghost tour. Mm. Now, they have the tour during the day on the trolley where you see all the sights of the city, but at night they talk about how haunted the city is.
Your kids are at the absolute flawless age
it
for
was
that type of activity.
Fantastic. And what I found out is that during the Civil War, they actually sort of changed the borders of the cemetery in the middle of the city. So they condensed it, although they never moved the bodies. So much of the city is built on unmarked graves.
Wow.
You are a great subject because you are taking all of this. You
well,
bought
Mike,
into
it wasn't
the whole
me.
BS ghost
It
tour.
Was Spooky Steve, because what what Katie booked was not just a ghost tour. It's called a hearse tour. And what they have done is they have taken an old Lincoln hearse, cut the back off of the top off the back, and put 8 swivel chairs in it. And
oh
so
God.
You drive around the city.
Are you driving around the city in that thing?
Yes, with drinks. After dinner,
I would have to be blackout drunk to get into that thing.
We get in there and... No, but you see him everywhere. You almost feel like you got to do
it's
it.
It's the mystery mobile.
When you sit in the mystery machine, yes, the hearse, which, by the way, carried, he said, over 1,000 bodies to their final resting place.
Yeah.
Yes. That was Spooky Steve's catchphrase.
Is Spooky Steve on a bullhorn or just
no,
like
they
a
have
PA system?
A small PA built into the hearse. I think that might have been aftermarket because I can't imagine you need to speak to your passengers when it's actually a hearse.
Yeah. Describe Spooky Steve to us.
Spooky Steve looked a lot like a man we used to work with, RJ Diaz. And he had a fedora, and he was very in to what he was talking
cool.
about. And just one of the things that I found the most creepy is when you sit in your chair, you feel something on the floor, and you look down, the floor of the hearse still has the rollers from moving the coffin in and out. So we're driving all around town, and this guy is laying it on thick. Yes. And he's
taking
us. Are
your kids freaking out?
The kids are so entertained by it. Robert
awesome.
Is totally captured. I knew Julia was starting to flip out because she's laughing at inopportune times. Like, and Spooky Steve says, "You think that's funny? Do you know why that concrete is oozing out of that abandoned house? It's because of the electrical fires. But here's the thing. The house doesn't have electricity."
Oh.
Yeah.
And then I'm Spooky Steve. Oh, welcome to my hearse. Did Spooky Steve look like maybe the heat and humidity had been dealing with his nether region?
I would say this. Like Spooky Steve was a he was an enthusiast of the black T-shirt and black jeans.
Yeah, yeah. Spooky Steve. If you put your nose in my crotch right
now,
you would get more poison than is spewing out of that factory in China. I don't mind telling you. Spooky Steve. Now, take a look up here. This is one of our oldest homes in Savannah. And you notice the second floor, there was a widow there that died of a broken heart. And she was so busted up by the loss of her man in the Civil War that she said to haunt the second floor. Spooky Steve.
So I'm buying in and really enjoying Steve's presentation, because the thing is when a tour guide really seems to mean it and telling the stories, it's pretty good. And also,
so he was into it. He wasn't lazy.
No, he was great. And at any point,
sorry,
when he would
your
get
previous
out,
reference,
I understand. We have to clarify. Yeah. At every point, he would stop. He'd get out of the hearse and like point and talk to us. But to each one of us, at one point, he'd sneak up behind you and scream and make you yell. And he got Julia and he got Robert. And
oh, see, that's great for the kids. They'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
And so we do the whole tour. There's, of course, a halftime stop where you get to go and get another drink, which is great.
Nice.
See, now that to me right there is the difference between all of those tours. If you get hooch on the tour, I am all in. And can you get a big drink that can, like,
Mike,
remember that drink you made
his...
for me in Las Vegas?
Yes.
It was the greatest Irish whiskey drink I've ever
said,
had in my life.
He said, how many times do you want to stop for refills? And I said, well, it's a two-hour tour, and I have a pretty good snootful right now. Let's stop at halftime. He said, excellent choice. So we could have stopped as many times as we wanted. So we all
where
did
you stop
fine.
For refills?
At an it was an English pub. The oldest English pub in America, I believe. And
Spooky Steve tour. We're going to stop at halftime. You guys can fill up, and I'm going to recycle. And by the way, Spooky Steve's got to recycle his breakfast right now, so I might be 15 minutes at this particular.
Take your time with your drink.
Take your time with those mint juleps. Yeah, Spooky Steve will be right back. Going to the
super
the little holder over here.
Yes. So we do the whole tour, and he did an excellent job. And afterwards, you go out and you pay him, and he says, and of course, you know, gratuities are accepted. And he did a good enough job, so I went over and paid him and gave him a little extra. And I said,
what did you give him? What was your
total? It was, the tour was $17 per person.
That's
so,
a pretty nice evening center. That's 2 hours of entertainment.
So I paid. So I did four times $20, so it was $3 on each, and then an additional $20.
Oh, you didn't pay for Dan and Katie?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
Them too. So it was.
That's six.
It was six plus $20. So
you didn't. You would have added that math up. You didn't. You didn't pay for them. Yeah. That's fine. They put you in their home for days for free.
I don't make this a big deal.
And you didn't pay. You didn't pay for them.
I 100% paid for them. I
you
wasn't
said
going
four,
to. I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't want to show off. I just was telling you.
It's courtesy. You're not showing off. You're courteous.
Okay, so I'm courteous, and yes, I paid for
all
them.
Right, good.
All right, good. That was
what'd
well.
You, why'd you tip the man?
I told you if you'd listen. God damn it. $3 per passenger and an additional $20.
Oh, you're a good man.
The whole thing with if it's the open hearse, the chopped off hearse,
right,
and you're driving around, if there's not hooch involved, I don't know if I can make
no,
it.
No, I agree.
Trip. But the fact that you can do that and you're sitting there and what a great way. It was a kind of a cool way to see the city.
It was amazing trip. Until the very end when I'm talking to Steve and I say, you obviously really love what you do. He says, it's really great. It's not what I've always done. And I said, oh,
uh-oh.
Really?
No.
And I said, what were you? He said, I was a disc jockey.
Oh!
And at that moment, I realized everything he said was just a pile of horse ass. Because he said, yeah, I used to be called the Beast. I was fired from 27 stations in 26
really?
Years. And you know what else? And Katie, at this point, has had enough to drink. She says, we're on the radio. I said, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. He said, yeah, well, you'll love this. And I said, okay, what am I going to love? He says, I invented internet radio.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Did you just walk away feeling
well,
like
there's
a
no
bigger
way
loser than we all are?
You can't really excuse yourself from it. He says, I did it all, and it was stolen
by Pandora. Yes.
And then he told me all the places I could go on YouTube and see him as a disc jockey. And then Katie says, well, here's our card if you want to check out our show. And he said, maybe you need a new show on your network. And I said, maybe. Gotta go.
I'm all in.
Gotta go. But anyway, and then on the ride home, Carrie was driving because she was the least not drunk. And so, but I think the rules are different down there. And we got home, and immediately Carrie got out her phone and started on Snopes and debunked every story he told us.
Oh.
So the whole thing was just BS. But I'll tell you this, for the 2 hours we were doing it, it was great, and I recommend it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but
know,
it's nonsense.
Those cities, Gettysburg, they all have the ghost tours, except for Manassas, where they have the brains to do it. Anyway, they could do it in all those cities. That's fantastic. Internet radio, he invented it.
Pandora said I could come by and visit. I'm Spooky Steve.
That's fantastic. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, Brendan Stopper here from WGMU Radio Camp. When I'm not at camp, I like learning about boats.
Boat.
Fruit fritters. And a lot more. There's no better way to do this than to purchase a TMOS bonus show pack.
Oh yeah, I love those guys with stay-at-home dad Mike O'Mara.
Well, gotta go get my bonus show package. See you next year, Brendan.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and get your package now.
Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
That's really raw, like non-professional promoing. I enjoy that.
But here's what you need to know is that's a 13-year-old kid, 100% blind, that voiced that.
That's awesome.
And our own George produced it. So
yeah, that's good. Good job. That's great.
Very
Welcome back
cool.
to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's now available. Open Mic, the audiobook. You heard it in the mailbag. A lot of people are enjoying this during their summer vacations, and we want you to go out and get it for it. It's a great way to support this show. We put a lot of time and effort into it. We think you're going to love it. It is really the story of our radio careers.
Yes.
And also the advent of this wonderful podcast that we do now. And we really would love you to get it. And you get the inside scoop. And we tell the story. And we do that in the audiobook. Go ahead, Rob.
We absolutely do. And I think one of the neatest things about the audiobook is you get sort of inside our head. And what made all of us, Mike, Oscar, me, want to be on the radio, including Mike's insight that parallels a very classic movie.
In the movie On Golden Pond, Jane Fonda says to Katharine Hepburn, I'm in charge of Los Angeles. Then I come here and I feel like a little fat girl. I think we all feel that way to a certain extent. As the youngest, it can be hard to get the respect that you so desperately want.
It makes you want to be the best little fat girl you can be.
Surprises, expanded and updated content, audio treats, guest stars, only $6.99. Available now. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it, and we want you to pick it up and do it today. You're going to love what you hear. We guarantee it. Yeah, we really do. We
Good
really
stuff.
Do guarantee it. Yeah.
News.
News.
Donald Trump.
He's great.
That would have been Jared Fogel, but now it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
He spoke with reporters at the Manhattan Supreme Court on Monday while he was waiting to see if he'd be picked for jury duty. How much of a circus do you think that was yesterday? He talked about a bunch of stuff, including the recent decision by the parent company of Nabisco to move their factories from Chicago to Mexico.
Mike, that's the National Biscuit Company.
The National Biscuit Company claimed it would move 2,000 jobs. He claimed it would cost Americans 2,000 jobs. So he's swearing off Nabisco treats. He said, quote, I'm not eating any more Oreos.
We can go with Hydrox. You can go with Hydrox.
This man's going to be the Republican nominee.
Oh, no.
I really do.
I believe that with all of
my fiber. I truly do now.
Ah.
I do. He's not going away. There's nothing he can do. He called a great American war hero a non-hero, and he got away with that. He's talked about the news anchor menstruating. He got away with that. He did the rapist, the Mexicans are rapists thing. He got away with that. He is. I'm
Teflon,
more and more.
Baby.
I'm thinking he's going to do it. He said it's such an American company. When asked if he ate Oreos in the first place, he said, more than I should.
I prefer cookies that don't have cream in the middle.
He then offered the reporters some of his Tic Tacs, adding, quote, it's American made.
I have a Tic Tac. There I am.
I bet you Tic Tac has something to do with Nabisco.
It's a walking billboard.
I know. He is. That's Donald Trump. Kerry Washington, you know her.
Yes.
She's all over
Scandal.
The tube. Scandal is her big Netflix series, isn't it?
It's on Netflix.
American
is
Broadcasting Company,
ABC.
I think.
Oh, it's an ABC, sir. I'm sorry. I watched it online. She gave birth to a baby girl more than a year ago, and she's still not worried about getting her pre-baby body back. I don't think Oscar Santana's going to like this, but let me share it with you. She tells Self Magazine, quote, "A few weeks ago, my manager asked, 'Do you feel like you're back?' I feel like you're back." She meant it as a total compliment, says Kerry, but we had this great conversation where I was like, you know what? I try really hard not to use that language because it's not about going backward in life. I've been really focused on not being back to anything, but being the best version of myself right now. My body is the site of a miracle now. I don't want to be pre-miracle. So, for all of you that want,
there you go.
Well, you know what? She doesn't want to take the weight off after
Listen,
she has
lady,
the baby.
You know chose what? I relate to it. You're judge.
It's been a good run.
Never mind.
Yeah, she can come over for dinner.
You
I'll win. See her at Mrs. Wilkes' boarding house.
You win, Speedway.
Go to Rob's house, and incidentally, that's what we refer to Rob on this show, our little miracle.
Yeah.
And go to Mrs. Wilkes and get yourself a second meatloaf, an entire meatloaf. That'll be great. And then get drunk and go on a hearse. Madonna had a problem with her 57th birthday party over the weekend in the Hamptons. Police were called. Uh-oh.
Oh, that can't Ruh-roh. Be good.
Madonna, I haven't heard a lot
Madonna.
About Madonna in the
Madonna.
Last week. Madonna, yep. She's pistol-packing mama. Someone called in a noise complaint around 2:30 Sunday morning. The cops came, the music was turned down, and they left. But sources say that once they were gone, the volume went back up. Oh, Madonna, you're such a troublemaker. Yes, there she is.
You know what? I asked Mac about it. Do you remember that book she put out, Sex, that metal book she put out?
Yeah, and our intern Mac loved that
yeah,
book.
Yeah, I asked him what he thought about it.
I'm thinking full bush.
Yeah, that's right.
Madonna. Yeah, so you haven't really heard. I mean, she's probably, after the fall she took at the awards show, that's kind of
put her on
the back
burner. Thank God she didn't break her hip.
You got to be really uppity if you live in a multi-million dollar neighborhood and you're just upset about someone throwing a party. Like, I mean, that's just... You expect that to happen. For example, when I was in my sister's in California, somebody was throwing a live concert in their backyard. You could hear it in the distance, right? It sounded like Michael Bublé was performing in a private party. That's what it sounded like. Right. And I sat there. I said, I'll never hear this ever again.
Sure.
Someone's throwing a live party. This is great music. It's just phenomenal, right? And I'm not even there.
And it falls into the category. Now, I have to say this, Oscar. It does change the equation if you have small kids and it's something that's really causing a disturbance. But I think you're right. The size of the mansions out there and the acreage, it's probably somebody hearing it like you heard your music, which was kind of faint and off in the distance.
Yes.
You know, people, it's summertime. People are going to party.
Barbecues.
I had a fireworks display literally 100 yards in back of our house up here that was, you know, we woke up and it was probably about 9:45 and we're like, oh, God, who's doing that? And then you looked at it and it's pretty cool.
It's cool.
You were at the party. It'd be kind
of
cool.
You know, maybe the problem wasn't the noise. Maybe they were just playing some of her music like her version of American Pie. I would call the police if I heard that.
Rosie O'Donnell's 17-year-old daughter, Chelsea, she went missing, but she's been found safe. Chelsea ran away from home and was last seen by the family on August 11th. Yesterday, Rosie tweeted a plea for people to be on the lookout for her. If she was missing on August 11th, why did Rosie tweet a plea yesterday?
They waited almost a week because they thought she's got mental illness, so she's... They're hoping that she would come back sometime.
Oh, the daughter
be an
is
issue.
Impaired.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because she said they took a 6-month-old therapy dog with her. Last night, Rosie tweeted that she'd been found and was safe in police custody. Rosie's spokeswoman later said that Chelsea had stopped taking her meds and she has an undisclosed mental illness, which is just what Oscar said there. So, you know, that's a sad situation. Is this an adopted child of Rosie's or did they have this with a surrogate or I don't know what's going on?
This is not the younger daughter. She's 16.
Right.
I'm not sure if she's adopted or not, but I know, you know, she's had kids for some time. It might be one of her kids.
The one thing that really, I as I was watching the coverage of this, why is it in every picture now, Rosie O'Donnell looks like she's growling?
Yeah.
She can't even smile.
Yeah, I've seen those pictures.
It's a tough situation
when
you're dealing with a kid. Here's something new to worry about. You worry too much. What a vicious cycle. A new study found we're literally wasting years of our lives worrying. I know I'm in this category. We do it for an average of 1 hour and 50 minutes a day. That's almost 28 entire days per year or 5 total years of your entire life.
Wow.
I know it's foreign to you, Rob. I know you don't worry. The top 10 things we worry about.
I might start because I want to feel included.
The top 10 things we worry about are work, money, being late, a friend or relative's health, our own health, relationships, missing a plane or bus, not waking up to our alarm, our appearance, and our family's safety. Let me see a few things that just missed the top 10. Growing old alone, our pet's health, being the victim of a crime, terrorism, and getting cheated on. Mm. The study also found 84% of us have lost sleep over worrying, and 60% said it's affected our relationship. So I think we can all worry a little bit less. That's the advice.
Good enough. Yes, take care of that.
Absolutely. In your case, Rob, you get a free pass.
Thank you.
And now a little something-something. You finally did it. After all those years of dating, you finally landed yourself a super hot girlfriend, and now that you've got her, you're really pumped about this relationship. Here's the bad news. She isn't.
Oh,
a new study out of Eastern Connecticut State University found women who are better looking than their boyfriends are less likely to be excited and fully committed to the relationship. They're more likely to flirt with other guys, more likely to think about breaking up and finding someone else, and more resistant to public displays of affection. So, why did they even bother getting into the relationship in the first place? The researchers have a few theories.
Ooh.
One, some women might have felt like having any boyfriend was better than being single. And two, they might not notice the difference in attractiveness levels until later in the relationship.
Mm.
Carla O'Mara says it's neither number one or number two. It's actually both. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But you know what, Mike? Now, after hearing that story, I have something to worry about.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Thanks
all
on Tuesdays.
No problem. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here. Rob Spiewak right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Carl Perkins.
Speaking of famous stars, this week's show, chock full. Donnie Simpson is on the show live. Angela Stribling is on the show live. And from Fox 5, your favorite and mine, Annie Yu, on the show live.
Could we pack more people in one show?
We could not. It's all on The Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe on iTunes and download our brand new app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, business owners, do you know that summer is the best time to hire the best people? With all your competitors on vacation, this is a great time for you to find quality candidates. But when you get online and you try to do that, it can be incredibly overwhelming. You're already short-staffed. You don't have the time to deal with it. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com. Remember this website, ZipRecruiter.com. Here's what you can do with them. You can post to over 100 job sites with one single click. You'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes.
Wow.
If you're looking to fill a position, this is a great way to do it. Imagine the statistics on that. Think about 4 million resumes that are out there and the ability that you'll have by going to ZipRecruiter.com to get the position filled with the best person for the job. Just one post, 24 hours later, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Plus, it's the best way to weed out the duds from the studs. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. You should give it a try as well. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's get to the Audio Vault for today, Wednesday, August 19, 2015. I lost 2 years.
Well, at least you didn't say it was Tuesday.
Thank you. Yeah, you get up here. It's the rhythm.
We'll be there in a minute, Commissioner. Mike, safe home, Yvonne Craig.
I saw this. Sad.
Yeah. Batgirl from the TV show.
The hot Batgirl from the old school TV show.
Yeah, the original. From season 3.
And she was arguably the hottest. Even Michelle Pfeiffer in her prime did not eclipse the original Batgirl.
Oh,
right?
Yvonne Craig in her purple leather. Very, very nice. She died at age 78 because of cancer.
Now, people, also, before you say that Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman, I'm talking about the ladies in the leather suits.
Of course, okay? Yes. Yeah. She was also in Kissin' Cousins and It Happened at the World's Fair with Elvis and probably had sex with him.
Really?
Yes.
Confirmed?
And,
how do you know?
Because he dated her and he intended to get what he wanted. And also, not many people know this, in season 3 when she debuted, she had her own theme song.
Batgirl, Batgirl.
It's horrible.
And it's really bad.
That's so bad.
TV was terrible.
The official story is that she was brought on to boost ratings because they wanted men to have a reason to watch Batman and also a female role model for young ladies to watch Batman. The behind-the-scenes reason is they wanted to have a girl there so they'd stop talking about the relationship between Batman and Robin.
And, of course, it's the same. The odd relationship.
Yes, peculiar.
Between Burt Ward and Bruce Wayne.
Adam West.
Now, the thing is, though, and you can tell the sexism of the era, where it was Batman and Batgirl,
girl,
not Batwoman.
That's right.
But she was all woman.
Oh,
right?
Yes, 100%. Barbara Gordon, Mike, the daughter of Commissioner Gordon. And also, she did all her own stunts. She rode her own motorcycle on that show. So, safe home, Yvonne Craig.
I have a quote. You're absolutely right. It says that when she's talking about Elvis,
yeah,
when she was interviewed by the Daily Beast, she said, we had fun. And it was special, and she claimed that Elvis's love always stayed with her. Pretty crazy.
And she must have had her legs crossed.
Hey, just remember Cybill Shepherd. You know,
he ate a lot of
fried banana sandwiches, but there was one thing he didn't eat.
That's right. What's that, Mike?
I'm not. Stop it.
Wait, he dated Cybill Shepherd?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they had lovely hot
relations. Fat Elvis?
No, yeah. Because what happened is when she was a beauty queen in Memphis, he sort of was at the time where he could just say, I want to meet her. And they brought her to the house.
Wow.
Will you, can you locate that clip from Letterman where
I will
Cybill
try.
Shepherd,
yeah. But that had to be Fat Elvis, right?
Yeah, it was a 70s Elvis. Yeah.
If he can find it tomorrow, we'll play you a clip of Cybill Shepherd going on Letterman and talking to Letterman about the relationship with Elvis.
Wow.
It's a very, very funny story.
Very wild.
And it got a lot of play at the time, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, this is a clip for Oscar. This was a scene filmed of Friends, the show Friends, that was filmed before 9/11, but slated to air after 9/11.
Okay.
And they cut this whole sequence and plot line from the episode. The plot was Chandler and Monica were in an airport, and there was a sign that says, don't even think about joking about having a bomb. And Chandler, of course, makes a joke about having a bomb.
Oh, wow.
And so this was slated to air a week and a half after 9/11.
Look, this is ridiculous. I was just making a joke. I mean, I know the sign says no jokes about bombs, but shouldn't the sign really say no bombs? I mean, isn't that the guy we really have to worry about here? The guy with the bombs? Not the guy who jokes about his bombs? Not that I have bombs, but if I did, I probably wouldn't joke about them. I'd probably want to keep that rather quiet.
It's funny.
I'm sorry, you had some questions for me?
Miss, what is your association with this man?
He's my husband.
I see.
Oh, but only for a few days. I mean, I don't know what he does when he's outside the house.
Oh, God.
Thank you, darling.
Anyway, that whole sequence is on YouTube. You can check it
out.
But
that's
very
fascinating
odd.
That they
odd.
Cut the whole thing. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was filmed before. Almost telling. This is a viral video. I believe we have it on our YouTube page. A woman had a dog on a plane. I don't approve of that. When they bring the little toy dogs
see
on
them
a plane,
all the time,
but I don't like it. This dog was growling at other passengers, and I believe nipped at another passenger. So they come up to her and say, "You know, you're going to have to leave the plane." She handles it rather well.
Is this your dog?
Yes, it's my dog.
Okay. Captain's requesting that you get off the flight, so you'll need to take your dog with you.
And I want my money back before I get off this plane.
No, you're going to get off first, and then you can discuss getting a refund.
This is the most awful place. This is the worst airplane I have ever been in. And we
faced... Hey, listen.
Airplane.
You're holding up this whole plane.
I don't care. You're holding me up.
Hey, you're going to go to jail or you're...
I'm not going to go to jail, mister. You're looking to the wrong lanes. Don't you date my dog, you louse.
Stand up.
It's my dog, and I'm
going to
sue this country.
This country. We don't want to go hands on. Let's go.
So that went well.
Don't you have to tase someone about then?
You know, for somebody that just got on an airplane, Oscar, you don't ever really know.
You don't?
No.
Who's on that thing? Jesus, no, what a before you're taking off, that would be a terrifying experience.
Well, Shannon and I do this thing where it's because we always take Southwest, right?
Right.
So the Southwest, we don't do the Mile High Club, you dummy.
that was just funny the way Rob said
I know. So we always look for what passengers we want to try to sit next to.
Oh, that's right, because it's not pre-assigned seating.
Yeah, it's not pre-assigned. It's cattle call. So we found someone. We said, whatever you do, do not sit next to her. Because she had like 10 bags. She was asking everybody questions. We get on because we're in the B cattle call, A sure. through C. And the only seat that was available to us was next to this lady.
Oh, no.
That's what we get for prejudging, right?
That's right.
And the entire time she talked and talked. And talked. Shannon sit next to her because I had to do work.
This lady talked so much, they could not make love. That's your magic audio.
Oh, my God.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Nice
that's
work.
It. We got to get out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Meara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MearaShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Meara Show, with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag that we had today, it was a great one. Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.